Hi, welcome to
Love
New
Talk
House.
Radio.
Hey, good evening, family, and welcome to New Pollen. Tonight is our first night on air, and I'd like to welcome each and every last one of you, and thank you for joining us. Tonight, we're going to discuss one of our simpler topics. I had someone to send a blog in and said to me, what happens when God tells you no for something? And it's something that you really, really want, but God is telling you to wait. Well, this young lady who sent this to me via blog, she discussed some options or some things that she wanted with her career. She was letting me know that she is asking God for an particular job, and she got it. However, they let her go. And it wasn't that long afterwards that they did. And she's just debating why God would let her go through all the tests and trials of applying for the job, and then she just doesn't get it. Well, the first thing came to my mind was when David, who was one of the beloved of God, was in the Bible, and he's discussing how he really wanted to build the temple for the Lord. And God came back and told David, no, I don't want you to build the temple because you're a man of violence, or you're a man of war, and you shed too much blood. You can find that 1 Chronicles 28:2, 28:3 in your Bible. So David had to really sit back and reflect on what God was saying to him and why God was saying no. But not only did God say no, that he didn't want David to build the temple, but he wanted his son to do it. So how many times that we as parents, or we as the older person in the bunch or the group that has more experience, more wisdom, more knowledge to do something, and yet and still the opportunity is provided to a younger individual who may be younger and stronger, but they're not wiser? Well, God saw it a little bit different. He saw Solomon as being a little wiser than his father at those years or at that age group. So sometimes when God tells us no, he's not saying no as in a definite, final, no, you can't have it, or no, you won't be a part of it. Sometimes you have to look beyond the no and see the reasoning or the rationale behind it. So him being a man of war, how can you build a house of praise or a house of temple where people come to worship? That's one of the first things your naysayers may think when they walk into this beautiful edifice and they see what wonder and grand design you have created. Instead of them thinking of it as something positive, the natural reaction would be to find something negative to say or something negative to associate it with. They may even have experience of a loved one that you may have had to conquer in the midst of your fighting. And how can they come to worship with that reflection in their mind? It may be even worse. They may have a loved one that served in your army or was a part of your actual camp and was lost. So having a neutral person sometimes build or do something, whether they are older or younger, might be a wiser decision. So my advice moving forward is, if God says no to you, look at the reasons why. Put yourself in a circle. And if you have to draw a diagram, you can, because sometimes it's hard to step out of yourself and do a reflective view. But step out of the situation, step out of yourself, and take two separate points of view. Ask yourself this: why am I saying no for something? Is there anything negative in my circle or my background, or is there anything negative that my hands may have touched that I may need to learn a lesson from? And as a result of that, is that why I'm getting a no from God? Then ask yourself on the flip side, is there a part of me that is overzealous or may overlook something, or is it something about me that may not check out the finer detail? May I do something in regard to believing it's my best, but after I'm done, I don't step back and look at it and say, yeah, this was actually my best? Because in the day and time that we live in, our naysayers are going to put us under magnifying glasses, sometimes under microscopes. And that's okay, because the ones that usually do that have not really turned a microscope or a magnifying glass on themselves, or as the scripture would say, get the beam out of your own eyes before you try and cast the mote out of your brother's. And sometimes bitterness rises, and that makes them critique other people or other things a little harsher or stronger than they may themselves. So when you ask and you look from those two different perspectives, you may be able to see how God is looking at you. So he may want to groom you a little bit more. He may need to polish you a little bit more. He may need to put you on the wheel and divot out some of the bumps and the bruises before he can put your hands at a task. So in my suggestion to her, not only did I ask her to take a hard look at herself, but then to try this one on for size as well. Is this really something you think you would be good at, or does God see a snare or a trap down the road? Sometimes his no is not no as being definite, but his no is a warning or a way to protect you with his thorns and thistles to keep you from being hurt later on. And his no's sometimes, they may be dynamic at that in particular junction, but later down the road or later down in life, you may be able to look back on it and say, wow, he was absolutely right. Being honest, he was right. So I hope that encouraged you, because it certainly did encourage her, and I do believe she's on the line as well. I have a couple other blogs that are coming in, and I'll take a listen and a look out for anything. Do I have any callers on the line? Can you say something? Hello? So this is not a communicative line where I can actually hear you. Okay, I'll try now. Can you say something again? Okay, no, I don't hear you. I would love to, but I'm on the air. I'm doing a blog. So maybe it's blocked out that way. I don't know who else is online because I'm on the page where the blogs are. Okay, so let's see. What else can we discuss tonight? You have any other topics? Can you hear me? Am I clear? Did I rattle on, or was that good? Okay. All right. The next topic that we're going to discuss, because time goes by rather quickly, is what happens if you decide that you want to make an investment in a certain organization or a certain stock, and you've done your research and your homework, but you found out that because the market constantly fluctuates, you may lose money in that in particular investment. Well, I don't have a lot of information on investing. However, what I would suggest is, since you have to watch the market quite often, E-Trade might be a good place to start. But before you actually do any investing, I'm going to suggest a 7-day watch. Go on and see what the market does. If you have a chance to put the app on your phone for the New York Stock Exchange, take a look at it, because it changes rapidly all during the day. Some of the commodities that you might have an interest in may be ones that are going to be long-term, such as technology. It's constantly evolving, and in such a way and in such a fashion, the updates for telephones and the services that we use are moving at such a rapid pace and speed. Children who are in middle school and elementary school are able to calculate and do things with their phones that their parents need assistance with. And they'll come to the children and ask, can you help me do this? Because we don't have time to learn. And the young people are so proactive with it, and they use it so much, it becomes second nature. But now we have another new iPhone, because technology is constantly rapidly moving and going in and out of one phase to another. We even have a new Windows. So when you look at technology and you want to do a stock in that, also look at the longevity of a company. See how long they've been around, how they offer customer service. To me, customer service is dynamic. It's number one. So look at that. And if you can do something else, Google the actual company. Don't do the images so much, but do negative complaints about the stock that you're trying to buy or the company that you're interested in. Look at how they treat their customers. Verizon is one of the most expensive cell phone carriers I know, but they have tried and true customers that don't mind paying for the service and will constantly admit it's high, and they know it's high, but they like the service and they would not change for anything else. The commercials are dynamic, especially the one that they have now when the power goes out and they have the transmitters on the tower box that are just sitting there waiting in case something happens. It's a serious insurance policy. And some consumers don't have house phones, but they have cell phones, and that becomes their lifeline. So if you're in a storm or something goes down, that cordless phone is out. You don't have access to communication. That cell phone becomes pivotal because you can get news, quarterly reports, all kinds of information that can be detrimental to life or death. Even with the Hurricane Katrina storm, people who had their cell phones were able to be connected. So when you're looking at technology and you're looking at what can I invest in, that might be a good source for you. So that was our second blog of the evening. Now we're starting to wind down. So for any of our callers who are just tuning in, the first question that we had on our blog tonight is, what happens if God tells you no and you are offered a job opportunity and you worked and then you lost it? We discussed how David had the same type of issue, and we discussed the scripture where you could get further backup on it, 1 Chronicles 28:2-3, where David was told he could not build the temple, but his son could. Gave a few encouraging words on what to look for if God tells you no, such as, is he having you on the potter's wheel, perfecting you in areas that are blemished for the moment? The second blog question that came in talked about investing, and the suggestion was look at technologies because it's a rapid-moving company and it's a rapid-moving organization that constantly changes. And check out E-Trade because they may be able to help you if you're looking at the history of how you should invest and what you should look for. Well, beloved, this is starting to wind down our time now, and I would like to thank you for participating in New Pollen. New Pollen is a brand new online radio service where we probe very sensitive issues, and tonight is our first live broadcast. So I'm looking forward to more blogs coming in and more information coming in from you so we can talk about those topics that affect your everyday life. And we want to talk more about the things that we have to expose for you to help you make better decisions when your tomorrow comes. Tomorrow is Friday, and some of you will be tossed between, am I going to go out? Am I going to club? Am I going to the movies? How do I balance that with my scripture life, my save life, or better yet, my relationship with my partner or my husband or wife, and you want to hang out or you want to do some things, or you may want some quality time just to yourself. So maybe on tomorrow or next week when you tune in, we'll be able to give you some advice on what to do on your Fridays, how you can empower yourself, and maybe help somebody else along the way. Well, beloved, we appreciate you, and we thank you for joining us on New Pollen. Again, if you have any suggestions or questions, let us know. We're on Blog Radio, blogtalk.com, Gwen Mason Ministries, and 01. You can always join us on Facebook or on Twitter as well, Gwen Mason 01 or GM Mason Ministries 01. Check us out, drop me a line, and we'll be more than happy to see you. Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.